Aries, March 21 to April 19. I suspect you will soon have far more beginner's luck than you ever thought possible. For best results, to generate even more wildly abundant torrents of good luck, you could adopt what Zen Buddhists called, beginner's mind. That means gazing upon everyone and everything as if encountering it for the first time. Here are other qualities I expect to be flowing freely through you in the coming weeks: spontaneity, curiosity, innocence, candor, and unpredictability. To the degree that you cultivate these states, you will invite even more beginner's luck into your life. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. Taurus artist Salvador Dali was prone to exaggerate for dramatic effect. We should remember that as we read his quote, mistakes are almost always of a sacred nature. Never try to correct them. On the contrary, rationalize them, understand them thoroughly. While that eccentric advice may not always be 100% accurate or useful, I think it will be true and helpful for you in the coming weeks. Have maximum fun making sacred mistakes, Taurus. Learn all you can from them. Use them to improve your life. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. The professional fun advisors here at Free Will Astrology International Headquarters have concluded that your party hardy potential rating for the coming weeks is 9.8 out of 10. In fact, this may be the party hardy phase of the year for you. You could gather the benefits of maximum revelry and conviviality with minimal side effects. Here's a meditation to get you in the right mood. Imagine mixing business and pleasure with such panache that they blend into a gleeful, fruitful synergy. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, Cancerian author and psychotherapist Virginia Satir, 1916 to 1988, was renowned as the mother of family therapy. Her research led her to conclude, we need 4 hugs a day for survival. We need 8 hugs a day for maintenance. We need 12 hugs a day for growth. That 12 hug recommendation seems daunting to achieve, but I hope you will strive for it in the coming weeks. You are in a phase when maximum growth is possible, and pushing to the frontiers of hugging will help you activate the full potential. P.S. Don't force anyone to hug you. Make sure it's consensual. Leo, July 23, August. 2-2. Have you been genuinely amazed anytime recently? Have you done something truly amazing? If not, it's time to play catch up. According to my analysis of the astrological omens, you need and deserve exciting adventures that boggle your soul in all the best ways. You should be wandering out on the frontiers and tracking down provocative mysteries. You could grow even smarter than you already are if you expose yourself to challenges that will amaze you and inspire you to be amazing. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 2-2. I invite you to perform a magic spell that will help prepare you for the rich, slippery soul work you have ahead of you. I'll offer a suggestion, but feel free to compose your own ritual. First, go outside where it's raining or misting, or find a waterfall. Stand with your legs apart and arms spread out as you turn your face up toward the falling moisture. As you drink it in, tell yourself you will be extra fluid and flowing in the coming weeks. Promise yourself you will stimulate and treasure succulent feelings. You will cultivate the sensation that everything you need is streaming in your direction. Libra, September 23, October. 2-2. You are gliding into the climax of your re-education about togetherness, intimacy, and collaboration. The lessons you've been learning have deepened your reservoir of wisdom about the nature of love. And in the coming weeks, even further teachings will arrive. Even more openings and invitations will be available. You will be offered the chance to earn what could in effect be a master's degree in relationships. It'll be challenging work, but rewarding and interesting. Do as best as you can. Don't demand perfection from yourself or anyone else. Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1. Now is not a favorable phase to gamble on unknown entities. Nor should you allow seemingly well-meaning people to transgress your boundaries. Another big no. Don't heed the advice of fear-mongers or nagging scolds, whether they're inside or outside your head. On the other hand, dear Scorpio, the coming weeks will be an excellent time for the following actions. 1. Phase out attachments to alliances and love interests that have exhausted their possibilities. 2. Seek the necessary resources to transform or outgrow a frustrating fact about your life. 3. Name truths that other people seem intent on ignoring and avoiding. 4. Conjure simple, small, slow, practical magic to make simple, small, slow, practical progress. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 2-1, falling in love is fun. It's also exciting, enriching, inspiring, transformative, world-shaking, and educational. Wouldn't it be fabulous if we could keep falling in love anew 3 or 4 times a year for as long as we live? We might always be our best selves, showing our most creative and generous sides, continually expanding our power to express our soulful intelligence. Alas, it's not practical or realistic to always be falling in love with another new person. Here's a possible alternative. What if we enlarged our understanding of what we could fall in love with? Maybe we would become perpetually infatuated with brilliant teachings, magical places, high adventures, and great art and music. The coming weeks will be an excellent time for you to cultivate this skill. Capricorn, December 22 Jan. 1-9. I'm perplexed by spiritual teachers who fanatically preach the doctrine that we should be here now as much as possible. Living with full enjoyment in the present moment is a valuable practice, but dismissing or demeaning the past is short-sighted. Our lives are forged from our histories. We should revere the stories we are made of, visit them regularly, and keep learning from them. Keep this in mind, Capricorn. It's an excellent time to heal your memories and to be healed by them. Cultivate deep gratitude for your past as you give the old days all your love. Enjoy this quote from novelist Gregory Maguire. Memory is part of the present. It builds us up inside, it knits our bones to our muscles and keeps our heart pumping. It is memory that reminds our bodies to work, and memory that reminds our spirits to work, too. It keeps us who we are. Aquarius, January 20 Feb. 18. Controversial author William S. Burroughs was a rough, tough troublemaker. But he had some wisdom that will soon be extra useful for you. He said that love is the best natural painkiller available. I bring this to your attention not because I believe you will experience more pain than the rest of us in the coming months. Rather, I am predicting you will have extra power to alleviate your pain, especially when you raise your capacity to give and receive love. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. The planet Saturn entered Pisces in March 2023 and won't depart for good until February 2026. Is that a bad thing or good thing for you Pisceans? Some astrologers might say you are in a challenging time when you must make cutbacks and take on increased responsibility. I have a different perspective. I believe this is a phase when you can get closer than ever before to knowing exactly what you want and how to accomplish what you want. In my view, you are being called to shed secondary wishes that distract you from your life's central goals. I see this period as a homecoming, your invitation to glide into robust alignment with your soul's code. Meditate on creative destruction. How could you generate benefits by getting rid of burdens? Newsletter. Freewillastrology.com.